Our epistle for this third Sunday after Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. Brethren, be not wise in your own conceits. To no man render evil for evil, but provide good things not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as far as in you lies, be at peace with all men. Do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to the wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." But if thy enemy is hungry, give him food. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by doing so, thou wilt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. At that time when Jesus had come down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came up and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And stretching forth his hand, Jesus touched him, saying, "I will, be thou made clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See, thou tell no one, but go, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a witness to them." Now when he had entered Capernaum, there came to him a centurion who entreated him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying sick and am in the house, paralyzed, and is grievously afflicted." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and cure him." But in answer the centurion said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, and have soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." And when Jesus heard this, he marveled, and said to those who were following him, "Amen, I say to you, I have not found such great faith in Israel. And I tell you that many will come from the east and from the west and will feast with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be put out into the darkness outside. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee." And the servant was healed in that hour. Thus far are the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, it seems that evil's getting more prevalent and closer to home if it doesn't already attack it. Just because we ignore it and we don't look at it doesn't mean that we can't deal with it or we don't have to deal with it. Evil's disguised. Evil is anything that is opposed to God, plain and simple. Scripture tells us, St. Paul in his epistle today tells us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. We don't overcome evil by anger or discord or uncharity. It's an impossibility. We add to evil when we try to go down that path. St. Paul makes it very specific when he says, "Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." The source of good is God, plain and simple. Whether or not we make contact with God will determine whether or not we can have the source of good and let it be a part of us, be instruments of peace, be lights of the world, salt of the earth. And it all has to do with our connection with the good Lord. How do we make connection with the good Lord each and every day? Well, it starts off with prayer. But prayer has to be true. What makes prayer true? Prayer is true when it's sincere and when it's not selfish. Sincere, you really mean it, what you pray, and you really mean who you pray to. Faith. I am talking to God. God is listening to me. I believe it. And I place all things in His hands. Like it says in Scripture, cast all your anxieties upon the Lord because He cares for you. I believe it because He said so. Sincerity in our prayer. Selfless. Whenever our prayer has self first, it's selfish. No, our prayer must be about God before self. Too many people make prayers about themselves. Lord, give me, give me, give me, 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 me. And they wonder why they find no effect in their prayer. Because they're not praying to God, they're praying to themselves, in essence. No, we go before the Lord humble, knowing He knows what we have need of. Like the leopard went and didn't go try to explain his leprosy to the Lord. No, he first recognized who the Lord was by adoring Him, falling down on his knees. He recognized the Lord. He wasn't demanding. He was sincere and humble in his prayer, if you will. Doesn't that ring of the way the Lord taught us to pray? The Our Father, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. If Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. And what does our Lord say? I will. Be Thou made clean. The leper went up, adoring our Lord, allowing our Lord to touch him. When the Lord touches us, we are not the same. It's an impossibility. We are either better or we are worse, and that is up to us. The centurion's prayer was a prayer that was not selfish. First, the prayer wasn't for himself, but it was for his servant. And when our Lord promotes a remedy, I will come and cure him. Most people would say, really? Okay, let's go. But there was something unselfish about the centurion, in that the centurion understood the situation and circumstance that he was in, that they were in. He was a centurion of the Romans, pagans. If our Lord were to come into his house, he would be defiled. They would use it against him. He had already heard and saw the turmoil around this person of Christ. People for him and people against him. That's what happens with the truth, isn't it? There are people who promote the truth and people who attack the truth. And then, of course, you have your third group of people who just don't care. And actually, those are not of the camp that promote the truth. Plain and simple. But this centurion had studied the situation, what was taking place. Going up to our Lord was risky enough for our Lord. Not for him. He was a centurion. He was in charge of a group of the occupying force. And so he says to the Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof. Say but your word, and my servant will be healed. The same words the church puts on our lips before we receive our Lord. Now here's the scenario, the reality that is presented to us today. There's evil in the world. Christ is with us. We are going to be able to approach Him today. What are you going to say to Him? What are you going to ask for? How are you going to ask it? And not just today, how about tomorrow? Are you going to be consistent in your petition and your prayer? Or is it going to be a thing that we hear about, like, yeah, that sounds good, and then we go our way and do our thing and forget? Well, the choice is ours, isn't it? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.